Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Frank Hurd, who's the VP and COO at the Carpet and Rug Institute. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to get you on the line because I know last week you had a big event up in Washington, D.C., and I was wondering maybe if you could give us the highlights. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I'd be delighted. For the last few years, we have been holding a congressional reception for the Georgia delegation, and it's been very successful. And part of that is that we visit the offices, or as many as we can get to meetings with, over a two-day period. This year was actually probably one of the best that we've had in quite a long time. We had five members from CRI accompanying us. We had Larry Cook, who's the chairman of the Government Issues Committee, Randy Wasco from Mohawk, Jim Lucky, who is the general counsel from Mohawk, Lewis Fordham from J&J, and Brian Anderson, who, as you know, is the president of the Dalton Whitfield Chamber of Commerce. In addition to that, Warner and I were there, and then Jennifer Mendez, who runs our Washington office, was up there.
And when you say the Georgia delegates, you're talking about the congressmen that are up in Washington?
Absolutely. We were talking to both senators. We had meetings with both senators, Senator Isaacson and Senator Chambliss.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we had a meeting with Congressman Nathan Deal, and he is instrumental in helping us host or sponsor the reception that we have. And it was an extremely successful reception. Almost every member of the delegation attended the reception, and we had quite a large turnout from the staff members. We attribute that a little bit to the fact that we feed them Chick-fil-A, which they like that Georgia product.
Right. Okay. So having this meeting, what do you hope to better establish the relationships in case there's ever any issues, or are there any other things right now that you're trying to get done?
Well, there's several things we're trying to get done, and you're absolutely correct in the first part. It's our intent to maintain close relationships with the delegation, and matter of fact, we actually include some of the folks from Tennessee and Alabama as well. But the kind of issues that we want is we want to reinforce opposition to the Employee Free Choice Act, which is referred to as the card check bill, which takes away the secret ballot for formation of unions, and has an arbitration rule that if at the end of 90 days you don't have a contract once a union has been formed, and then a government-appointed arbitrator comes in and basically sets the wages.
Okay.
Quite frankly, we talked to people who were in favor of that particular bill and those who were opposed, reinforced with those who were opposed, and laid out our opposition and rationale for those who we thought were supportive of it.
Mm-hmm. So actually some current events then that you were addressing. I mean, this is something that's just coming through right now, right?
Absolutely. We're, probably the number one issue that the unions have coming out of the most recent election, 2008 elections.
Mm-hmm.
We also, we've talked a little bit about this before, but, our home furnishing tax credit.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about an update on that. Sure was.
Yeah, obviously we didn't make the stimulus package.
Yeah.
But we were very, very encouraged by the reception that we got. And so we went and talked to everybody, and we got extremely positive reception from every member that we talked to, both the senators and all the House members. And actually, Congressman Hank Johnson, who has replaced Congressman Norwood, who's just north of Atlanta and south of here, where our district, Nathan Deal's district, is real excited about it and is looking at the possibility of sponsoring standalone legislation for our tax credit, for the home furnishing tax credit. We've got a little ways to go, but we really pushed that hard with them.
So while it didn't make the stimulus package, there is the outside possibility that it could just be a standalone law?
We're looking at it as a standalone. We're also looking at it as possibly a rider on a housing bill. We still think there's going to be another housing bill, and there's a very high probability there'll be a second stimulus package.
Oh.
So we're looking for all three of those possibilities.
Well, at face value, this would sound like, say, Georgia legislators. It would sound like kind of a regional thing, but it's not. I mean, our audience on this radio show is national, and I mean, these are the federal legislators that kind of look after some of your pet projects, right?
That's absolutely correct. And while we say Georgia, we visit Senator Shelby's office, Senator Corker's office. Congressman Bright, who is a new senator a new congressman in Alabama. So we're expanding out a little bit from where we have before, where we've just been really Georgia-centric. Mm-hmm. We're looking a little bit wider group this time.
Yeah, okay. Well, while I've got you on an interview here, well, let me just ask you, a lot of people are looking at year-end results. We've had most of our major public companies in the flooring industry come out with their results. How has carpet fared in the last year?
Well, quite frankly, the economy has, taken a huge hit against the industry. The commercial sector has probably stayed a little bit stronger than the residential sector. For the most part, I think the commercial folks are just now starting to see the downturn where the residential folks saw it, as far back as 2007.
Right.
From year to year, I would say that we're probably down revenue-wise somewhere in the neighborhood of 10% in that ballpark area.
Yeah, but that's according to our estimation, that's about what the whole flooring industry's off. So you basically are, I guess, staying in par with what the industry's doing.
Yeah, I would say it's probably accurate. And this is anecdotal, but when talking to some of the folks in the other flooring areas, they indicate too that they're not growing. We don't see anybody taking market share right now. We just see everybody kind of hunkering down and losing sales. Period.
Yeah.
So. Well, that sounds close to what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, this is a tough time. This is, I think, the third, I think 2008 we started to see this dip in 06. So,
right.
It's this continuing downward trends. But I will tell you that there's yesterday was listening to Tom Lape talk to an organization up in Nashville. And that's not the first time I've heard it, but there might be a silver lining in all this, because as the consumer is looking for value, they are starting to move toward resilient and carpet. And, in the past, they were moving more toward hardwood. So, it still has a great value proposition. It's still an affordable flooring. So there's the possibility that we could see a share increase versus other flooring categories in 2009.
This downturn has been really devastating. I mean, as you've seen, Dalton has one of the highest unemployment rates, in the state.
Right.
And that's always very troubling. But if there is a silver lining, is the fact that I believe that there's going to be a huge amount of pent-up demand when we finally get out of this recession.
Yeah.
And I think that Tom probably makes a very good point. Carpet's still a very strong has a strong value proposition to the consumer. And I can see where there could be a shift in the favor of soft floor covering.
Yeah. Well, two more quick comments. Carpet is a flooring that if you sell carpet, 7 or 8 years later, you'll get another sale, whereas some of the other surfaces that are out there, it might be 20 years before you get another sale. So, it is good for the industry to sell carpet. There's a lot of fashion involved with carpet and a lot of tremendous benefits for carpet in the house, isn't there?
And we don't mind if you want to put over that hardwood floor that you bought that you no longer like.
That's right. Well, so one last question before we run out of time. So when do you think this bear market is going to turn into a bull market?
As soon as you see the stock market, there's two things I can say will happen. Once, when the stock market finally bottoms out, which I have no idea when that's going to happen,
yeah.
Or when you see the unemployment figures starting to bottom out. I mean, we're still continuing to see a rise in unemployment figures. Both of those, I think, are strong economic indicators that we've hit the bottom and we'll start going up.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, there might still be two more pieces of bad news that we need to get out before we see a recovery in the stock market, and that is possible consolidation in the car industry, and also these banks are going to have to come clean with us on these credit card losses. I'm wondering if we can get that news behind us. Perhaps we'll start to see some recovery, and hopefully, as many people have said, that recovery will be sometime in the third or fourth quarter of this year.
Let's hope so, and I agree with you on the bad news. It's interesting, the market sometimes react to bad news in a positive fashion because they know it is the last piece of bad news.
Right.
Hopefully that'll happen soon.
Yeah. All right, Frank. Well, I wanted to get you on horn. I know that the Carpet and Rug Institute does a lot of good things out there. We've been talking to Frank Hurd about their Washington event last week. Frank's the Vice President and COO of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.